Blueprint is the original juice cleanse program to offer different levels of intensity depending on your needs and current diet. Designed to purify and detoxify, Blueprint Cleanse is made from the freshest 100% raw and USDA-certified organic ingredients, cold-pressed to retain nutrients and flavor. Blueprint also offers a line of organic juices, cold-pressed and raw, in a variety of fruit and vegetable combinations, and available in individual bottles. Blueprint Cleanse is available at Whole Foods Market and many other retailers across the U.S. To learn more about their line of organic cleanses, juices, and other products, visit them today at blueprint.com or call them at 866-774-6831. That's 866-774-6831. Work hard, play hard. Cleanse, repeat. You're listening to HeritageRadioNetwork.org, a nonprofit, member-supported radio station. We're millions strong, with folks tuning in from over 200 countries. We are education. We are entertainment. We are the future of food. May is our membership drive. Become a member and support us while receiving e-newsletters, advanced invites, special discounts, and a membership card. We need your support. Visit our website and click the donate button to become a member today. Thank you for believing in us and enjoy the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the HeritageRadioNetwork.org. You're listening to a special community session, and I'm your host today, Erin Fairbanks. Just want to give a quick shout out. It is the first day of May, which means we are kicking off our May membership drive. We'll definitely encourage folks to visit the website, www.heritageradionetwork.org, and become a member today. We are on the line today with Nancy Gilardi of Weight Watchers. We're talking about their new book, the 50th Anniversary Cookbook. Well, that's quite an accomplishment, 50 years.
Yes, it is. And Erin, thank you so much for having me. Really appreciate it.
So I'm curious, you know, for folks who maybe are only vaguely familiar with Weight Watchers, maybe you can give us a sense of why, as a program, it's been around so much longer than other diet and lifestyle programs.
Yeah, that's a great question. Weight Watchers has been around four or five decades now, and the main goal of the company has been, then as now, to really help people reach their goals in terms of weight loss and overall health, too. And I think probably one of the main reasons why the company's been so successful and has had such an incredible longevity really has to do with the fact that it's not fad-based in any way, shape, or form. What the company's always strived to do is really focus on whatever the latest science is at the time. And, you know, we know science in terms of nutrition and fitness is slow moving, but the company has adapted its plan and its program through the years to really make sure that they keep not only on top of what's going on, but also provide anyone who's interested in weight loss or just being healthier with the best advice and the most sane advice. So the company is really dedicated, and a lot of the people here are super passionate about providing people with ideas, tips, any type of media possible, any type of tool possible to help them get closer to their goals. And with this cookbook, we really wanted it to sort of demonstrate the breadth and depth of Weight Watchers recipes over the last 50 years, and we think we've really hit the mark with it.
So I know in what I'm looking at here, you were giving some old recipes a modern makeover. And I'm curious, you know, when you tuck back into recipes that have been successful or popular in the program over the years and you look at a modern twist, you know, what that means exactly? You know, is it a shift in kind of flavors or ingredients? Are we thinking more about kind of sustainability or sourcing? Or how are you defining that transition for the organization?
Actually, all of the above. I really do have to say that in terms of the recipes that we've been producing here, and I'm responsible for the magazine as well as all the cookbooks, we really have a mandate. We want to make sure that, first and foremost, we want to get people in the kitchen. And we want to get people cooking, because if you're trying to be healthy, if you're trying to lose weight, you really need to cook. You really need to sort of reconnect to that kind of basic, that basic thing that everyone did for so long and we've gotten so far away from. What we also want you to reconnect to is the food that you're eating. So all the recipes in this book really are relying on real foods. We might have some canned convenience foods like canned beans, or if you're on a low-sodium diet, we're calling for low-sodium chicken broth. But what the majority of recipes here are about real food, because we want you to start reengaging with those foods, engaging your palate, re-engaging your palate with those flavors as well. So you really start understanding what food tastes like. I think we've, over the years, you know, food manufacturers have done such a great job of giving us convenience, but at what cost? And what's really happened is we've lost our sense of what does real food taste like? And this is really critical, especially if you're trying to lose weight. Because if you find, you know, eating real food and tasting the flavor of it and really sort of slowing down and enjoying what you're eating, you're not going to want as much food. We've really seen that. A lot of people who've lost weight on the plan tell us that, and we really think that's the key. So if we have to say there's one goal we want to accomplish here, it's we want people to get in the kitchen, try a couple of these recipes. Also, too, this is a great time of year. Now the farmers markets are going to start opening again. This is a fabulous book to pick up because it'll re-engage you with a lot of the fruits and vegetables that are out there. Not surprisingly, if you want to lose weight or you want to be healthy, you have to include more produce in your diet. And a good majority of these recipes really focus on all those fresh fruits and vegetables, because that's, too, what the Weight Watchers plan focuses on.
Well, I'm curious, you know, as an organization with a five-decade history, obviously you've been able to see the program through a series of technological advances. And, you know, in today's day and age where everyone has kind of smartphones and we're a much more kind of screen-based communicators, you know, why was it that the printed cookbook is still the way to go? And is there ways that you integrate new technology with the cookbook to be a more accessible tool for people or give them some guidance when they're, you know, more on the go?
Yeah, no, actually, great questions. We find that a couple things. Our audience still does love the printed book. And this is what I'm hearing as well from a lot of the cookbook editors I know and a lot of the trade people I know. People still want books on some level. Having said that, we're doing an e-version of this book, too. That's also going to be available. In terms of the larger company, I have to say that the company has really shifted throughout the years. If some of your listeners, if they don't know, Weight Watchers is basically a meeting-based program that you would go into a Weight Watchers meeting. They're all across the globe. You can go in, visit. You know, you're given information about the plan. And more importantly, what you're given there is support. Research really shows that when you have a support system set up and you have like-minded individuals you can speak with about whatever you're going through, you're going to be more successful. So that's the Weight Watchers meeting experience. But having said that, you know, we saw the world was changing. And over a decade ago, we started an online service. That's for people that, you know, for whatever reason, they just don't have access to a meeting, they don't want to go to a meeting, they can join Weight Watchers online. And over the years, what we've done is we've developed new tools. We have right now, we have Weight Watchers, our mobile app. We've got our snap and track feature, which is you can take a snapshot of what you're eating, and it'll immediately go to your food tracker and tell you how many points plus values you're eating, which that's what the Weight Watchers plan right now is based on. We also have an active link app, which is basically a tool that measures how much activity you've done, and again, translates that into your points plus values. We have a kitchen companion for iPad that's a recipe collection. What we really wanted to do, and what we constantly try to do, is make sure that we're going to be there in all areas of people's lives when they're ready to come in. We want to surround them, if you will, with the help they need, the advice they need, the ideas and the inspiration they need. But I will say, you know, I've been editing cookbooks and the magazine for well over a decade. And both are pretty still vital products, I have to say, in terms of our sales and in terms of how consumers really respond to them. And I think that, you know, there's always going to be this level of, especially with a cookbook, really kind of just wanting to see, to touch, and then ultimately to experiment with. But, you know, hey, we're agnostic. If you want to buy the e-version, we're great with that. If you want the printed, we're great with that, too. Whatever we can do to help you lose weight.
Sure. And I think that kind of nutritional education is such a huge component of folks kind of better understanding how what they eat can impact their weight, impact their life, and how they're feeling. And I'm curious, you know, do you find that as people enter the program that there is, you know, maybe nationally a real kind of deficit of basic nutritional information? And you guys have any sense of, you know, why we're kind of as a country seemingly kind of bankrupt of the realities of our food choices? I mean, understanding kind of the connection between what we eat and how it looks. I mean, I feel like you often hear people are like, oh, I'm surprised, or I didn't realize, or I think I eat healthy and yet I can't lose weight. I mean, where is that kind of breakdown in education happening, do you think?
That's a really good question. That this is a discussion I've had over the years of my career being in publishing and really talking to women specifically in women's health issues. And I have to tell you, I think a couple of things are going on. First of all, I think a lot of Americans in particular are incredibly savvy in terms of knowledge about the foods they're eating, the potential ways foods can help them, as well as sort of the crazy ways they think food are going to help them and what they can actually do for their health. I think that at Weight Watchers, we actually have a pretty savvy audience because they're interested in the topic. So they'll read a lot about it. They consume a lot of the information, if you will, no pun intended. But then I think you've then got this disconnect. And I think a lot of the disconnect comes in terms of this: what really the reality is in terms of what food can do for you. In reality, another kind of disconnect is in terms of portions. I think we're very, very sort of, our visions in terms of what a portion of a food is incredibly skewed. I think that, you know, we've all sort of been told we're very busy, we don't have time, so therefore we need to buy more, you know, convenience and packaged foods. And whereas I think, you know, there's a place for foods like that, they shouldn't be your basic diet. And I think that if you're trying to be healthy, a lot of people know that. I think also, too, a lot of people sort of throw their hands up in the air and say, you know, one week one thing is coming out in the news, the next week another thing is coming out. What am I supposed to believe here? I hear that a lot from consumers. And I think that they turn to now, what I'm hoping to see is a shift. You know, sort of all information has been out there and been disseminated. Now almost, in some ways, we have too much information. So how do you really know where you're getting your best information from? And I think that's putting some responsibility on consumers to really do a little bit of vetting, really understand, okay, who's behind this source that's telling me this? A lot of people come to Weight Watchers because we are a trusted authority. We haven't really been swayed by fads. We really want to provide consumers with good, sound advice that's scientifically based and that they can live with because, you know, we recognize and we've done a lot of research on this. The faster you're losing weight or the faster you think you've reached your goals, that's probably in the long run that's going to do you a disservice. You really want this you really want to slow down in many ways. You want to slow down when it comes to trying to build healthy habits. Because the longer it's taking you to sort of like reach whatever your goal is, your goal might be, I don't know, it might be like running 3 miles without stopping, it might be losing 50 pounds. Whatever that goal is to make you feel better about your health and your body and yourself, you really should slow down, stop, and take a breath and say, you know what, this is really a journey that's going to be ongoing. So the longer you're doing it, you're really going to see those habits will start becoming ingrained, they'll become more organic, and you won't have to think about it quite so much, and it won't be quite as much of a struggle.
Sure. Well, so the program is, I mean, people do have to kind of, you know, pay to play to take part in that. And I'm curious, you know, there are overwhelming rates, you know, higher percentages of folks from lower income brackets who are suffering from obesity, diabetes, and how do you guys work to create access to diverse populations so they can, you know, take part in some of the work that you've done over the last 50 years? Is that at all part of the Weight Watchers mandate?
Yeah, we actually have been doing some work with New York State, New York City. Our CEO, Dave Kirkhoff, has been working and having conversations with Mayor Bloomberg. We've done some things up in the Harlem Children's Zone uptown. We want to, you know, we're a corporation. You know, that is the reality of who we are. But having said that, I like to really think that we're a corporation that does have some heart. We really do want to see people become successful at weight loss. We want to be part of the discussion, and we want to see change starting. I, along with a lot of people here, have been watching people really struggling through the years. You know, weight is a real problem on so many levels. I mean, vanity is the least of it. You know, there's a spiraling issue with healthcare costs that we're all being made aware of now that we know on some level, you know, we have to take control of. And we have an entire corporate arm that's really trying to work with corporations to bring Weight Watchers to the workplace as well. And I have to tell you, in terms of a lot of the people I've been meeting throughout the years, whether they're Weight Watchers devotees or not, everyone recognizes we need to do something in order to tackle this problem. And it's an individual issue that we all have to work with, but I think collectively that's how we can really impact the change. And with this cookbook, and any of the media we're doing here. I really feel that we're trying to really provide consumers with a service that's very actionably based, so that it's not all about theory. I think there's a great place for that, but this is really about something that will touch people and maybe bring them to, or inspire them to really make a change if they really want that change in their life.
One of the things that really caught my eye as I was perusing the website is the kind of banner for Lose Like a Man. I mean, I think I've always identified Weight Watchers as an organization that focuses on women and women's health. I think the majority of your spokespeople over the years have been women. But is it the kind of a targeted outreach towards men? Are you finding there's more of an interest among that community in weight loss and different weight loss plans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we started actually a very concerted effort to go after men when we started seeing rates climb of obesity. And we started realizing, hey, this is not just a problem of one demographic here. Having said that, you know, from someone who's been editing the magazine for, as I said, over a decade, I've been hearing from the men steadily throughout the years. You know, I've always heard the cry, you know, we're out here, give us something. Unfortunately, it's always been the majority of the readership of the magazine has been women. But having said that, you know, we're making strides. And also, too, you know, how men and women lose weight, it's a different beast. There's a different type of thinking. There's a different way of approaching it. So what we're trying to do is, you know, we're constantly working on understanding what connects with whoever the consumer base is. And we want to really be able to be there to meet whatever their needs are and help them in any way we can.
So for folks who are thinking about picking the cookbook up, maybe you could highlight a recipe or two that are particular favorites of yours.
I'm going to give myself away as being someone who likes to, like, be cooking and cooking fast. The spicy sausage, white bean, and escarole soup, that is, to me, sort of like a classic go-to thing that a lot of the ingredients are all pantry staples, whether it's in your freezer, in your regular pantry, or in your refrigerator. You can buy them ahead of time, keep them in there. You know, it's basically you're talking carrots and onions, you're talking chicken broth, you're talking turkey sausage, which I happen to love. You're talking escarole, which is a great green that keeps if, you know, store it well in your fridge. And white beans. And in this recipe, we're calling for canned white beans. But if, you know, if you want to use the dried and get it set a little bit ahead of time, we all know that, you know, real dried white beans, you know, really will have much greater bite than the canned. But in a pinch, the can will do. And it's basically, it's a very simple recipe. You can put it together, and it makes a very, very hearty, filling meal. And it's always, you know, whenever I make this, my husband's always terribly impressed that I was able to pull it together after coming home from work. Another way I'm going to give myself away is I'm not the family baker. I don't enjoy baking, but there's a strawberry rhubarb crisp, a no-bake strawberry rhubarb crisp recipe that is classic for someone like me. And also, too, what I'm very excited about this recipe is it focuses on rhubarb, and rhubarb season's coming up. And again, this is another issue that, you know, you want to be taking advantage of the fruits and vegetables that are out there when it's their season. So, you know, I really encourage people to, if they're picking up the book, take a look at the recipes, see what's available at your farmer's market, at your store, and really start experimenting with some of these fruits and vegetables. Because you're just going to see it's going to excite your palate in a way that maybe, you know, if you've been sort of fallen into a food rut, or maybe if you've been eating a lot of prepackaged foods or processed foods, and you're just not, you never feel satisfied, I can pretty much guarantee it's because you're not eating real food with the nutrients and fibers your body needs, first of all, to feel sated, but also psychologically. You really want to, by eating real foods, you want to know that you're nourishing yourself. And to me, that's one of the greatest gifts you can give yourself as well as your family.
Nancy, thank you so much for taking some time to share some of this great information, and congratulations to you and your team on the book and 50 years.
Oh, thank you very much, Erin. This has been a pleasure.
So for folks who want to find out more about Weight Watchers and their programming, you can find them at www.weightwatchers.com. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Great Radio from the Heritage Radio Network. As I mentioned at the top of the show, May is our fundraising membership drive, so please consider becoming a member today by visiting the website www.heritageradionetwork.org and click that donate tab. Thanks so much for listening, and please stay tuned in.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website, or as podcasts in the iTunes Store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @Heritage_Radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.